And now we're talking rugby. I don't know about you, but I was past myself with excitement. And it was a great result for Ireland at the weekend. And somebody else who was obviously thrilled is broadcaster, sports commentator Stephen Beacom, who's with me now. Good morning, Beaky. What about you?
Hello. Good Monday to you.
How are you this morning?
Oh, brilliant. It was a fantastic weekend of sport. And Ireland absolutely hammering Italy 63-10. Got the weekend up and running in fantastic fashion. Yes, brilliant to see, because the last match they played, the first in the Six Nations, was an absolute joke, let's be honest about it. They were on the coach. They didn't even get onto the field for the first half an hour against Scotland. But boy, did they make up for it against Italy. Scoring 9 tries, Pamela. They were brilliant. Oh, and Paddy Jackson and Craig Gilroy, 2 Ulstermen, they were stars on the day.
Oh, totally. And I mean, CJ Standard, what a beast of a man he is.
Oh, do you know what? He gets better and better, actually. I remember whenever he first came into the Ireland team, there were a few doubts about his ability, but there's no doubts anymore. And for him to get a hat-trick was fantastic. And then our own Craig Gilroy, he was the super sub, effectively. He came off the bench and scored 3 tries, which was brilliant for him. And he rounded it off with a superb try in the corner. Just a class act, Craig Gilroy. I have a lot of time for him as a person and a player. And I think this is sort of match can give him real confidence going forward in this tournament. But Paddy Jackson as well, really interesting actually, Pamela, that Joe Smith, the Irish coach, said after the match that he's now challenging Johnny Sexton for a place as number 10. Sexton, of course, has been injured for the first couple of games, so he is coming back to full fitness, but he may not just make it into the team as straightforward as he would think, because Jackson is on form, and it would be very, very tough if he were to be dropped for Sexton coming in.
Absolutely. I mean, I know it was a lot of the talk after the match was, you know, you can't take Jackson away and put Sexton back in. I know at the start of the Six Nations last week, it was so, oh, with no Sexton, but sure, Paddy will do his best. Well, Paddy's done more than his best.
Well, Paddy Jackson is a guy who has blossomed over the past 2 or 3 years. And I do believe Les Kiss, the Ulster director of rugby, has played a part in that. I know they've conversations with each other. Les is always trying to get in Paddy's head. And Paddy's just delivering week in, week out for Ulster. He's one of the few who continues to be consistent when he pulls on an Ulster shirt. And for Ireland now, he's moving to a different level. It will be really interesting to see who Smith picks, because Ireland play France in a couple of weeks' time. So Sexton should be fit by then. But I do believe he should keep Paddy Jackson in the team, and what a player Sexton would be to have on the bench to come on if there's any trouble with the French. But that Ireland-France match is now critical, because everyone has pointed to the Ireland-England St. Patrick's Day weekend fixture as being the decider. Will Ireland have to beat France before they can start thinking about that? Hopefully Rory Best will be back after he had a stomach upset, and you know, I really fancy Ireland to beat France in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, I saw the interview with Rory Best about the performance in Scotland, and he just said they just started, I mean, they were late getting to the game, it just all seemed to go horribly wrong for them, but to get that by under the belt then in Italy must be such a boost as well.
Yeah, it's a morale booster, confidence booster as well. And they can take that into the French game. They've got to go to Wales away from home on a Friday night later in the championship. That's going to be really tough as well. And then, of course, they've got England. England look unbeatable at the moment. But I'll tell you this, Pamela, if the championship is up for grabs on that last weekend and Ireland are playing England in Dublin, I think England will be beaten. So I just hope that Ireland can do the business against the French, can beat Wales and then take it down to the decider. There's no doubt about it. Eddie Jones, for all his arrogance and confidence, he won't fancy coming to Dublin for a last day decider whenever the Irish crowd are right behind their team. And the way that the boys have started now in this match against Italy, as far as I'm concerned, the Scotland match has gone now, and they have to keep performing and keep competing. They actually have to up their levels, because they're going to be up against tougher opposition. I think Italy have gone backwards over the past couple of years. They used to be a decent side in the Six Nations, but Ireland put them to the sword, and they have to keep performing like that for the rest of the tournament.
I mean, that must have been gut-wrenching for Conor O'Shea at the weekend anyway as well. And Gary Ringrose, I think, is a player who's really coming on. He seems to have developed the confidence now too.
Yeah, I like Ringrose, but I don't like the comparisons with Brian O'Driscoll.
No.
Because as we both know, there's only one board. Mm-hmm. And he was probably the greatest Irish player I can remember seeing. Always a brilliant interviewee as well. I'm sure you've come across him yourself, Pamela.
No, I can't afford him, Beaky.
Well, let me tell you, he's a great guy, and I always remember this. He actually asked me to get a particular word in the interview that I did, and congratulated me on it afterwards. The word that he wanted in the piece was skateboard. Don't ask me why, but I did it in a roundabout way, and he thought it was very funny. But yeah, great guy, but there's only one Brian O'Driscoll, and the rest of the players can only hope to be as good as him one day.
Well, you mentioned Eddie Jones there, who's got some obviously very successful training techniques. The training sort of at 60% and then bringing it back down and just training so that they have the full fitness at the end of the match. But changes afoot in the Ireland coaching department as well.
Yeah, in Ulster, it's all happening today, actually. John O'Gibbs has been announced as the new head coach of Ulster. Mm-hmm. On a 2-year deal, Pamela, he's going to start in the summer. I would suggest that means that Neil Doak is likely to make way in the summer. Neil Doak, lovely lad. He's the current head coach, but Ulster clearly feel as if a change is required. John O'Gibbs, he comes with really good pedigree, by the way. 40 years of age, New Zealand born. Currently he's the forwards coach with Clermont, and they don't take nobodies, let me assure you of that. So he knows his business, and he was previously the forwards coach at Leinster whenever they were dominant in Europe. So this guy knows his onions, and he clearly knows his rugby. Les Kiss will have played a huge part in bringing John O'Gibbs to the Kingspan, and it's going to be fascinating to see how he operates, because obviously Ulster, as we all know, have been ridiculously inconsistent all season. They're currently sixth in the Pro 12. That's plainly not good enough for a team of their standing. They have to be competing for trophies now with the players that they have at that club, and hopefully John O'Gibbs will make sure that happens. There is still a possibility that Ulster could get into the top four of the Pro 12 league, and then maybe even win the Pro 12, but it's a bit of a long shot at the moment.
I do love your optimism, Beaky, and the fact you use the word inconsistent. That's actually very understated for you.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm trying to be fair, because they actually won their last match. They beat Edinburgh 24-18 on Friday night. And I do have a lot of time for Les Kiss. I know he's living up here. He's really taken Northern Ireland to his heart, and he's desperate to do something for Ulster rugby. It's been a long time since Ulster last got their hands on a trophy, so it's about time that the Ulster fans saw some silverware at Kingspan. And if John O'Gibbs is the man to bring that silverware, well, bring him in. You know, I think you can't change all the players, but you can change the coaching staff, and hopefully he will do the business. Les Kiss, very astute character. He knows what he wants. And clearly he thinks John O'Gibbs is the man who can bring it to him. But it'll be really interesting to see over the next couple of years, because that's how long Gibbs' contract's for. He's not coming here just to sit idly by and watch Ulster finish in sixth place every season. He'll want to bring trophies to the Kingspan as well. And that has to be done over the next 2 years, in my opinion.
Well, we hope to see it too, Beaky. Thank you so much indeed for coming on, and continue enjoying the rest of the season that we've got up ahead. Some really, really great, exciting matches coming up.
Thanks, Pamela.
Cheers, Beaky. Take care. So well done to all the Ireland boys, and in particular the Ulster representatives who were playing on Saturday. Great result. Everything.